Chapter 38, Religion. Beelzebub continued as follows. Now I shall also explain to you a little about that stumbling block, which was one of the chief causes of the gradual dilution of the psyche of these unfortunate favorites of yours, namely the peculiar havat virnonis, which they always have there, and the totality of whose action and effect on the common presence of beings they call religiousness. This factor, arch-maleficent in the objective sense, which gradually brings about an automatic dwindling of their psyche, arose on that ill-starred planet when various consequences of the properties of always the same for them accursed organ Kundabuffer began to be crystallized in them, and afterward, passing through different outer forms, began to be transmitted from generation to generation. Thanks to these crystallizations, there began to be acquired in the common presence of certain terrestrial three-brain beings the first germs of what are called Chasnamusian properties. And in keeping with their egoistic aims, they invented for the confusion of their fellow beings various fictions, among which were all kinds of fantastic religious teachings. And when others of your favorites began to have faith in these fantastic religious teachings, and thanks to the same crystallizations, gradually lost their sane mentation, from then on, there arose in the process of the ordinary existence of these strange three-brained beings a large number of havat virnonis, or religions, having nothing in common with each other. Although these numerous havat virnonis, or religions, have absolutely nothing in common, they are all built upon religious teachings which in turn are based solely on that, in the objective sense, maleficent idea that your favorites call good and evil. This idea, which strictly speaking was the chief factor in the gradual dilution of their psyche, has quite recently been the cause of grave events among the blissful highest being bodies, or as they are called there, souls, who dwell on that holy planet toward which we are falling at the present moment. I must not fail to tell you, my boy, the history of the events that recently happened on this holy planet Purgatory. First of all, because they have a common cosmic character and are connected with the individuality of every relatively independent, responsible individual. And second, because certain members of our genealogical tree were the involuntary cause of these events. But I shall relate this story only at the end of my present tale. And I have a very good reason for this, connected with the development of your being mentation. Meanwhile, bear in mind that among these terrestrial three-brained beings who please you, there have always existed, and there still exist, all kinds of religious doctrines, on the basis of which they build up their innumerable religions. And these doctrines usually arise in the following way. I have already told you that owing to the unforeseeingness of certain most high, sacred, cosmic individuals, the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer, which they invented and later removed, began to be crystallized in the common presence of these unfortunates, making it almost impossible for them to be perfected to the degree of being proper to three-brain beings. Thereupon, our abundantly loving common father condescended to direct these same sacred individuals to actualize more often in the common presence of certain terrestrial beings the germ of a sacred individual, so that these beings, having been completely formed up to responsible age and acquiring reason in the conditions already fixed in the general process of existence of your favorites, would become aware of reality and indicate to the beings similar to them how they, with their reason, ought to guide the functioning of their separate spiritualized parts in order to decrystallize the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabatha and to succeed in destroying in themselves the predisposition to new crystallizations. And so, my boy, after these terrestrial three-brain beings, in whose presences are actualized the germs of sacred individuals, undergo the sacred rasguano, or as they say, when they die, their contemporaries, in order to remember all their indications and explanations, and also to transmit them to the beings of subsequent generations, gather them all into one whole. And this whole collection of indications usually serves as the origin of every kind of religious teaching there. The strangeness of the psyche of your favorites with respect to religious teachings that arise in this way manifests itself in that from the very beginning they understand literally everything that has been said and explained by these genuine sacred individuals actualized from above, and never take into account under what circumstances and for what occasion this or that was said or explained. Furthermore, during the transmission from generation to generation of these religious teachings, the meaning of which had been distorted from the outset, these strange three-brained beings continue to adopt in regard to them two modes of behavior which have already become fixed in their general existence. The first consists in this: those beings who in the given period of the flow of time belong to the caste called the ruling class immediately hook on to these religious teachings the maleficent question formulated on this ill-starred planet as religion for the state or the state for religion, and make use of all their cunning to juggle with the known facts to justify their own egoistic aims. And the second mode of behavior is manifested by certain ordinary beings there who, owing to the fault of their producers, have acquired in their common presence from their very arising as well as during their preparation for responsible age the properties called psychopathy and parasitism, properties that prevent them from ever having in themselves any data for the manifestation of any being duty whatever. So these ordinary beings become, as it were, authorities on all the trifling details of these new religious teachings and begin to peck like crows on a jackal's carcass at that totality already pecked at from the beginning of all that had been said and indicated by the genuine sacred individuals intentionally actualized from above. In short, the result of these two forms of behavior fixed in the process of the ordinary existence of the three-brained beings of this planet, namely the Chasnamusian manifestations of the beings of the ruling class and the psychopathy of certain ordinary beings, is that soon after a religion is founded, no matter on what doctrines it is based, your favorites always get split up into their famous sects. Consequently, in all epochs, the same thing occurs with religions as with the countless spoken languages on this comparatively small planet, which our highly esteemed Mullah Nasr ed-Din referred to as a thousand-tongued hydra. And in the present case, he would doubtless describe it as a flood of titillating titillations. During the period of my observations of the process of existence of your favorites, the germs of these sacred individuals were actualized many times in the common presence of certain beings, and in almost every case, with the exception of the most sacred Ashiata Shiamash and everything connected with his holy labors, when they had fulfilled the mission imposed on them from above, no sooner had the process of the sacred Rascuano occurred in them than religious teachings began to arise there in the way I described. That is to say, at first these peculiar beings collected from bits here and bits there the indications and detailed explanations of these sacred individuals and made them into one whole in order to remember it all themselves and also to transmit it to subsequent generations. And later, as this whole collection fell into the hands of those two types of beings I spoke of, they began, as I have expressed it, to peck at all this, and then dividing themselves up into their famous sects to produce fantastic new religious teachings thought out by themselves, with the result that on this planet of yours there are as many religions as there are colors in the rainbow, and the same old story starts over again. During recent centuries, hundreds of these independent religious teachings arose in the common process of the planetary existence of your favorites, and all of them were based on what had survived of the totality of indications and explanations given to them by the sacred individuals intentionally actualized from above. On such surviving fragments, which in recent times have strangely inspired them, and from which with their bob-tailed reason they have borrowed ideas for inventing their newer and ever newer religious teachings, there were based five religions which still exist today, namely Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Lamaism.